Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand. Dan Menigan and Anthony Allant in for Baskin and Phelps today, 92.3 The Fan. Tim May will be joining us in about 40 minutes to get the latest on what's happening with college football, the Buckeyes, and the college football playoff, and the never-ending spinning of the coaching carousel that's taking place. It has a name coming up that I don't think I didn't see coming, Anthony, but boy, it's one that opened my eyes, and it's courtesy of Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, who had in her piece yesterday that Michigan has interest in Browns offensive coordinator Tommy Rees for its head coaching vacancy, a league source tells Cleveland.com. What do you think of that?
I think it's interesting because he has been a hot name over the last couple of years. I think that, especially last year, he almost got the UNC job over before they decided on going with Bill Belichick. So he was a conversation with the UCLA job this offseason, the Penn State job.
Talk
for
to
sure.
Penn State too, yeah.
And I'm sure a myriad of others. My biggest question is, what do they do? Like, first of all, if he takes the job, does he just leave immediately?
I mean,
to just start recruiting? Or does he like finish out this year and then kind of go for it from there?
Oh, I think he'd leave immediately and start recruiting. I mean, we're in this situation where Lane Kiffin is blowing off the playoff game so that he could get to LSU to start recruiting. And you want to look at Lane and be like, dude, LSU recruits itself. What are you doing? You don't need to be down there to recruit this. You could finish the season with Ole Miss and then find your way around. But he's like, nope, I got to get going now.
I would imagine if you're a Michigan fan, that is not the name that you wanted to see pop up there. The two names that I've seen bandied about over the last couple of days are Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame and Kalen DeBoer from Alabama. And you call those two guys, you make them say no, and then you work down the list to Lincoln Riley, or you go from there. I know a lot of people want to go with Jesse Minter. I know there's the show clause going on that nobody knows when it ends officially.
It's like a Stephen Vogt contract extension.
Right. Like, I know Matthew Berry was talking the other day on his show about, I think we just need to break from the Jim Harbaugh tree.
Yes.
Just because
that
of
was getting tossed around.
Like, there was the cheating scandal. Then there was Connor Stallions. Now you have everything that's going on with Sherrone Moore there that maybe we just need a clean break. But Michigan's a spot where they like people that are their own. You know, they like guys that played there, that coached there in the past. So I would imagine that Jesse Minter's up for that job as well.
It's so fascinating that name has come up. Browns fans, what do you think hearing that your offensive coordinator might be in line for the Michigan job? And not just because, you know, if you're going to call up and go, Michigan sucks, Ohio State rocks, like, that's not what we're looking for here. What we're thinking more of is a lot of people think that this offense has taken off a little bit since Tommy Rees took over the play calling, that it's looked a little bit better. Now, some of that is Shedeur Sanders' play as well. The last, you know, two out of the four games that are in there, or I should say two of the three games, my bad math. But, like, this organization seems like it really wants to keep Tommy Rees. Mariki Cabot had a previous piece saying that the Browns, and she has it in this piece as well, saying that the Browns want to do everything they can to keep Tommy Rees in Cleveland. They think they have something in this guy. And Michigan and Penn State, and when you were talking about North Carolina coming to be interested in him to be their head coach, does it make you want him more? Does it make you want to keep him more? Because this offense has had its problems, and this offense has had its problems schematically. And I think there's a chunk of the fan base that looks and blames the schematic issues on Kevin Stefanski and do not blame them on Tommy Rees, because they look at him and go, well, it's looked better. Old man Stefanski can't get out of his old own way.
Mm.
Do you see it that way? Do you think that's the way you should look at this, that maybe Tommy Rees is someone who should be here?
I don't necessarily have an issue with keeping him as the offensive coordinator. My issue would arise if they decide to make him the head coach. Like, I think that is the out-and-out worst-case scenario that all of this can come. And every single college that decides to float his name out there as a potential head coaching option, that seems more and more like the reality, because they are clearly in love with the guy. And look, he looks good. He seems fine enough. I don't know. The offense is so bad that it's so hard to actually evaluate anybody. I know Lance Reisland has said that Tommy Rees has played a big role in helping Shedeur develop and, you know, helping Dylan at least get marginally better.
Well, I think they all have. I think Rees, Bill Musgrave, Kevin Stefanski, hell, you could throw Chad O'Shea in there and whomever the tight ends coach is, who I don't know off the top of my head. I think all of these people should get some level of credit for the fact that this offense has looked better at the end of the season than it did at the beginning of the season. And hopefully it maintains that. Again, we've got four games of data that we still need to add to the machine.
But that's, if you're going to decide to keep him, are you going to have to give him a promotion? Like, are you going to have to make him the associate head coach under Kevin Stefanski? Or is he just going to stay as an offensive coordinator? Because if I were Tommy Rees, I'm looking around like, we are not good. And maybe we're going to get a first round quarterback this year, but I don't have time to wait around that long. I can always be an NFL level offensive coordinator. You've proven enough over the last couple of weeks that some team is going to give you a shot at any point in your career. See Chip Kelly to be an offensive coordinator in the league. So yeah, that will always be there for you. If your goal is to be a head coach, what better place to kick things off than at Michigan, a place that has sent head coaches back to the NFL as a head coach in the past?
Makes a lot of sense if you're sitting there as Tommy Rees. On top of the fact that we know how these college coaching searches go and these college coaching contracts work, which is that even if you get canned, you're going to get paid anyway.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the fact that you could go back and forth. Like, I get it from Tommy Rees's side of things, where he's just like, okay, the lines have never been blurrier than this moment when you've got Jeff Hafley going from being the head coach of BC to go into the Packers to be their defensive coordinator to now being in head coaching conversations for the NFL. And in the same way that you could do it with Tommy Rees, in the same way you're seeing all of these guys, Matt Patricia, perfect example, found his way back into college after being, for some dumb reason, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. Like, you can see the path there and where it makes sense on the Tommy Rees side of things, where he would go, this is my opportunity and I'm not going to get hired in the NFL. And I don't, you know, maybe I like being an OC, but boy, oh boy, if I'm going to give this a shot, this is a good opportunity. Because Michigan, granted, they'll give you every single opportunity and they'll give you all the resources you need to turn around and win. This is not some also run program.
I mean, you're going to get a 6-year contract for at least $10 million if you become the Michigan head coach, like bar none. And if it fails, you can go be a group of five. You can return to the NFL. And he has the benefit of being the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame in Alabama. So, you know, he can do it in college. And there's been just enough from Shedeur Sanders this year that you can say, okay, he was in charge a little bit more of the play calling and it's worked out a little bit better for the Browns enough to lead Shador to almost passing for 400 yards.
It makes sense for why Tommy Rees would want to do this. The question that I continue to look at is, if I'm a Browns fan, and it's looked better since this guy has taken over as the play caller, I don't want to lose this guy. And I understand why they believe what they are believing. But boy, unless you're right, I don't want to make him the head coach. I don't think he's an NFL head coach. I would like to see it somewhere else take place. Like yes, in press conferences, he sounds like an NFL head coach because he has down how to just have noise-filled air for a period of time and, you know, have everybody walk out and go, did he say anything of substance? He's really good at that. I just don't know if I'm willing to hitch my wagon to make sure that this guy doesn't leave. That's the part that's interesting.
But don't.
Sorry, buddy. Roman, let me throw you back on hold.
So those are the two paths that it looks like it's going down for me. Is if Kevin Stefanski ends up getting fired at the end of the year, Tommy Rees is gone unless you decide or you promote him to be the head coach after Kevin Stefanski gets fired. I'm not okay. I don't know if you're just keeping Tommy Rees as long as his name continues in these college head coaching conversations. I don't know if you're just keeping him as an offensive coordinator. I feel like it's either going to be you're going to lose Tommy Rees or he's going to be your next head coach.
Roman Canton, what do you think? Thank you, man. Apologize for that.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I was just calling, as a Browns fan, of course you don't want this guy to leave. It shows that, you know, with all the recognition he's gotten kind of, leading up to it and what he's done in college, I feel like, you know, if Kevin were to go or if that were to happen, you give him complete, you know, give him the reins of the offense. And I know that obviously he does now, but it's always kind of feels like Kevin lingering since he had the play calls and he had to give it up and yada, yada. But I also, if I were him, I would also remember, unless he has like certain emotional ties to Michigan, like these coaching opportunities in big blue chip, college football programs, they show up all the time. This won't be the last time that a big program, is in search for a really good head coach. Feels like, and again, as an Ohio State coach, I'm biased, but it feels like over the last couple seasons that Michigan's been in shambles with all the controversy around it. So I don't know if I'd want to walk into that position and be the new guy, but if he clearly wants to be in the NFL and he wants to be, the guy in the NFL.
Well, but does he? Cause he's taken all these college head coaching interviews. And I mean, granted, we're not in a position of the NFL yet where he can have head coaching interviews, and I wonder if he'll be in there. But, boy, right. it seems like a guy who's got wandering eyes a little bit.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. And it's obviously what's best for his family and in the long run what he thinks is the best for, himself and his career. But I, as a Browns fan, yeah, I'd be a little worrisome that, somebody's going to sweep him off his feet because this offense it's gotten a jolt, and whether you can – point it to Shador or you could point it to Tommy Rees or whoever, the combination of the two feels like they got things kind of on track to have a bright future. And I also want to throw this in there that this draft class.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Absolutely 100% saved AB's job this year, because if he would have thrown a couple more flops out there and we'd still be 3-10, I don't think it'd be looking as pretty as it is for the next couple seasons.
It's a different conversation. Appreciate it, Roman. Stay warm out there. Folks, what do you think of this? Michigan being interested in talking to Tommy Rees. And what does that tell you about this guy? Does it change your opinion on him at all? 216-474-0092. Our buddy Tim May coming up in about a half an hour as well. Kevin Stefanski live from the podium around 105, 110 as well. So keep it locked in right here. Anthony Lant, Dan Menigan, 92 The Fan. Dan Menigan, Anthony Lant here today for Baskin and Phelps. 216-474-0092 on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, real quick, just wanted to let people know, the 2025 Rainbow Radiothon is going on right now over at our sister station, Star 102. Jen and Tim are on here right now. They're raising money for kids at UH Rainbow and Babies Children's Hospital. You can give by going to star102cleveland.com for the link. You can also make a donation by texting UH Rainbow, all one word, to 34984. That again is UH Rainbow to 34984 to help out kids who sorely, sorely need it. So help out if you can. It's the holiday season. It's a good time to do all of those kind of things. All right, we were digging into this report from Mary Kay Cabot at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer that sources are telling her that Michigan has interest in talking to Browns offensive coordinator Tommy Rees. And what that tells you about A, Tommy Rees, and B, the Cleveland Browns situation in general. It puts me in a spot that makes me wonder a couple of different things involved there. One of them being, okay, we are told that Tommy Rees is some kind of an offensive guru and that the Browns really want to hold on to him and they don't want him to go anywhere. And I wonder, okay, you talked to the Penn State gig, you talked to the North Carolina gig, now Michigan is interested, or he's interested in talking to Michigan, whichever direction Mary Kay has it out there. It makes me wonder about this guy. And it makes me wonder if the Browns are in a position where they might, if they want to keep him, they're going to have to hand him some carrot at the tail end of it to make him better. Do you see it that way?
Yes, absolutely. Because I don't think if he's going to have opportunities elsewhere, especially if it is interviewing with the Michigan job, whether or not some people believe that he was, you know, rumored for some of these top end jobs, there is clearly some form of interest in him, whether that's coming from his camp or from all these different camps. And why would you stick on a staff with a guy that's probably going to get fired at the end of the year?
So Fearless Leader came in and brought up a really interesting point. And Fearless Leader, of course, a Michigan fan, has an ear to the ground when it comes to all sorts of stuff when it comes to college football. And he brought up a really interesting point, which is that you really going to roll this guy out of Michigan for his first college gig? His first college coaching gig and first head coaching gig is going to be Michigan, one of the Blue Bloods. And it's like, yeah, that's a good point. That is very non-Michigan to bring somebody in and have their first major coaching gig be Michigan, one of the big programs. That makes a boatload of sense in that regard, that this could be someone who is looking at the landscape and saying, oh boy, I might be unemployed. Hey, what if I just, let's float this out. You know, we were talking about, you know, the contract extension of Stephen Vogt and the fact that they somehow kept this under wraps for 365 days, according to Jeff Passan. Somehow, some way, we're able to keep this really quiet. College does not work that way. These guys will let you know if all of a sudden they sign a contract extension that is worth a dollar more per year. You will have college agents out there leaking this to Ross Dellinger, Pete Thamel, everybody in between there to let it know that I was able to negotiate more money for a better job. Look at me go. Like, they're so good at that stuff that is, it makes me wonder. That's a really good point, that why would Michigan want to talk to this guy who's never had coaching experience before? It's very non-Michigan.
Yeah, I think I got a little spun up on the topic to actually kind of forget the crux of it, is this reeks of the Kevin Stefanski report that came out last week. Could you imagine the fact that we're going to end up going 4-13, 3-14, and our head coach is going to immediately land another NFL gig, and the offensive coordinator of one of the worst offenses in the league is going to end up as a head coach at Michigan or Penn State, or even an offensive coordinator at one of those schools? How, like, does that make any sense to anybody?
So the narrative that you would spin then is that the Browns are such a mess that I was able to get this to this level because the Browns are a mess. Like,
but if the Browns were a mess and they won 7 games or 8 games, like they actually closed out some of these games, and you know, you were able to get like something out of Dylan Gabriel, you were able to consistently get something out of Shedeur Sanders, then I would understand your point. But right, it's still like, this is a crap show week in and week out, and all of a sudden all these guys are getting all these jobs.
Well, but you could push. So, all right, again, I agree with what you are saying, but let's think this through on both sides. Because you could also make the argument very easily that Tommy Rees could sit down in a meeting and he could go, here are my concepts, here's the all-22. Look, that guy's running open, that guy's running open, that guy's running open, that guy's running. Like you could play that game. You could go, Shedeur Sanders, when he first came in here, he couldn't do X, Y, and Z, and now look at him.
Yeah.
That's some of my handiwork. Quinshon Judkins was able to really blossom because we started moving this kind of run involved, and that's where he was able to succeed. Same thing with Dylan Sampson. Like, you could weave this tapestry of hogwash, if you so desire, in a meeting that makes you look good.
Yeah.
You could easily piece that together and then also throw your hands up in the air and go, well, you know, we would have 8 games of special teams wasn't such a mess. Like, you could easily weave that one as well and go, well, Bubba, if, you know, if he'd actually do something, you know, that this, that, and the other thing, you could be able to sell that in a way.
So,
but I think that sells better at a lower level Big Ten school or a one of the Pac-2 schools that are left. If you're going to Oregon State, or if you're going to Washington State, or like, I feel like that weaves in better than you saying that to Michigan, who are going to go, yeah, but you've never been a head coach in a game.
For sure. So it's either one of two things. Either the Browns have the greatest coaching staff of one of the worst teams in football history, or Tommy Rees, like what Keith said, Tommy Rees knows that he's getting canned, knows that everybody is going to be out of Berea by the day after the last game of the season, and he wants to get his name out there so that he can land in a good spot, like what you mentioned off the air, Dan, of with the New England Patriots or with one of these other, or he can follow Kevin Stefanski to, you know, whatever job he gets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right. Let's just do it. I didn't want to do it, but let's just do it. December 12th, 2025, 12:28. We're timestamping this. Is Kevin Stefanski here next year?
No.
Okay, why?
This just looks like such a crap show for him. I'm going to stop using that phrase because I'm going to get dumped eventually. But this has just gone so poorly over the last couple of weeks. And I think that play at the end of the Titans game, and that was a thing where, you know what? We have the talent. We were able to get back into that game. The head coach doesn't know what he's doing long term here. And something needs to change if we are going to properly progress. And we can keep Tommy Rees as the offensive coordinator. We can keep Jim Schwartz. We can, you know, do whatever, or we can, you know, totally clean house and bring all new guys in. But the last couple of weeks, the coaching decisions themselves, I mean, there's a myriad of reasons as to why he's looks in over his skis right now.
As of that time step, I agree with you. I do not believe Kevin Stefanski is here next year. I just think it has hit a point where it's just time. The message has grown stale. The ideas have become stale. It's just time. It's time to get another voice in here. It's time to get another set of ideas in here. I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I don't think he's a dum-dum. I don't think he is sabotaging anything. I don't think the guy has woken up and bumped his head and all of a sudden done no football anymore. Like, I don't think that is the case. I just think it's time. I think he has taken this thing for as long as he could, and it's just hitting that point where somebody needs to pay for what has taken place here. The one draft class may save Andrew Berry as much as maybe some of us want to kaboom the whole darn thing. Mm. I just think it might be time.
And honestly, Dan, it feels like, and it looks like on the field on Sundays, that there's just a complacency with losing. There's just a feeling of we're fine if we lose, as long as there's, you know, we hit our processes and verticals. Doesn't it? And maybe, again, maybe that is just the message is running stale and I just need a little bit more from Kevin Stefanski in the press conferences. And again, press conferences don't win you ball games, but there's just this feeling of we're going to go in. They're going to suck on special teams. They're going to,
right,
you know, get run over on defense. And then we're just going to have this like, yeah, we'll get it fixed next week.
And the lack. And I think that might be the thing that would do them in. Like, I wonder if we would all feel better. And I called it throwing out a pound of flesh initially, and I wonder if we would all feel better if Bubba Ventrone would have been moved on from at some point in the season as the special teams lapses were taking place. Mm-hmm. If maybe then we would look at that as some form of accountability that Kevin Stefanski is taking to try to improve this roster and make things better. Maybe that's the way thing that could have happened that could have changed the way that we all envision Kevin Stefanski instead of being the human equivalent of the dog sitting in the room as the room is burning down and him going, everything is fine.
And that's what it feels like right now.
And that's what we... That's what we feel like we're in the middle of. Now, it's one of my favorite things about Kevin Stefanski is the fact that if he's winning and if he's losing, he looks the same and he sounds the same. It's one of my favorite things about that guy is the fact that he is that level-headed. Mm-hmm. But I just think it might be time.
Dan, think about what's happened this year alone, mid-season, not even the quarterback situation and whatever Fugazi that was. Think about the fact that he decided to hand over play calling to Tommy Rees. The first-year offensive coordinator, the thing that Kevin Stefanski says he falls asleep dreaming about is play calling. It's the only thing that he loves so much that he will actually divulge stuff about to take a bigger CEO role with the team. And then week in and week out, the special teams got so much worse. The defense, he doesn't even have a hand in that. We've decided that Jim Schwartz has like free reign over the defense.
So the defensive side feels more like the players themselves. Like, if you go back and watch that game, it seems like Myles Garrett was like, I'm breaking the sack record on Cam Ward today, and I am going to go all out to make sure that I get the sack record. And they were starting to literally just run the ball to Myles Garrett's side because they knew Myles Garrett was going after the quarterback come hell or high water. Mm-hmm. And so, and I kind of don't blame him, by the way. That's not meant to be a slam. That's just meant to be like, yeah, this is where we are right now. You're kind of going after personal accolades. You're writing it on your wrist every single game so you can look down and see what it is. Clearly you care. And so, and yes, sacks are team beneficial, but when you're blowing off the run game to get your sacks, that's where you get yourself into a problem. And I wonder if we're going to see that this week with the Bears running backs as well, is that Myles Garrett's going to be like, I want to break the sack record against Caleb Williams, and I want to do it in the snow, and I'm going all out to do it, and I don't care, because this team isn't going anywhere this season anyhow. Mm-hmm. So I can't slam Jim Schwartz too much for any of that stuff if your best player is going, yeah, okay, fine. Like, I'm breaking the sack record and I don't care.
Yep.
So I can blame him for that stuff. It seems like the message that is going out there of the offensive side of the ball has gotten so stuck in the mud. And it felt like Kevin Stefanski threw his hands up in the air and handed the play calling to Tommy Rees because he was just like, I don't have answers. I got nothing. This thing is not my offense. This is not what I came in to build. This is not the style that I truly enjoy running. Here, you fix it.
And do you feel like the offense has gotten better or worse since he handed over play calling?
I feel like it's the equivalent of having someone who has done 3 years of Spanish speaking over in Spain compared to someone who made it through Spanish one.
So it's gotten better?
So it's gotten a little bit better, but okay. I don't think this is a language Kevin Stefanski is fluent in. Okay. That's what I mean.
So we handed the play calling off, and then the offense got at least marginally better. You finally had a quarterback throw for over 300 yards. You almost won a ball game doing it.
Yep.
So what is Kevin Stefanski actually getting credit for here? The special team sucks, and he didn't fire the coordinator. He has no hand in the defense, and he handed over the play calling midseason, and the offense got better midseason.
Sweatshirts look cool. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. The legend Tim May joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on Tommy Rees being rumbled and rumored for the Michigan gig. Dan Manigan, Anthony Allan in for Baskin and Phelps today. 92.3 The Fan. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in about 20, 25 minutes, somewhere in between there. We will carry that for you live, figure out who is in, who is out for Sunday against the Chicago Bears. They head to Soldier Field. Right there on Lake Michigan, a stadium that used to look really, really cool until they renovated it, and now it doesn't look as cool, and it's a real bummer.
They're building a dome right now, though, so it'll be all right.
They are. I can't remember if it's for sure going in Arlington Heights or if they're actually going to bulldoze Soldier Field and build it on the lakefront again. That's going to be the great question. We'll have to figure that out. But to a man that we ask all kinds of great questions to, we head to the fan hotline for the man, the myth, the legend. He is Tim May. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Sir, how are you?
I'm good, man. Just think about that Drew Carey show. If they had built the Cleveland Browns new home before that, it'd be Dome over Parma tonight.
It's off to a hot start.
Dome over Parma tonight.
I love you. You're the best. Thank you, buddy. I needed that laugh today. All right.
You're welcome.
I don't want to look too far back to the Indiana game.
There's a big butt coming here.
We are talking a serious butt that is about to be said here.
Huge butt. There's a huge butt coming here.
What?
Wide load ahead. Go ahead.
What happened in those third and fourth down short yardage situations to the Ohio State Buckeyes in that game? And is that something that we need to be concerned about moving into the college football playoff?
Well, I don't know if you need to be concerned about it, but Ryan Day and his staff certainly are. So, they've got their best men working on it.
Top men.
It literally came down to third downs in that game, and you know, and throw in a couple of fourth downs, obviously. And I kind of asked Ryan Day about it after the game in the press conference, and you know, he cited the fact they were 6 out of 12 or something on third downs, and I'm just going, or at least Indiana was. My point wasn't generally third downs. It was specific third downs where the game hung in the balance. And Indiana hit a couple of big passes during that time in their realm. And then Ohio State, of course, we all saw, missed on several in its realm. And it would end up being a three-point game. Indiana scores one touchdown. Ohio State scores a touchdown. Ohio State got inside the 10-yard line twice and came away with Zippo in that game, including their last major thrust, where I thought, really, boy, we're seeing a Cinderella kind of like moment here. Ohio State's going to come from behind and win this game in the final minutes, but it didn't happen. Third down was a pick-em play for Julian Sayan. He rolled right, and they picked up the back coming out of the backfield, and then when he threw to the tight end on the backside in the end zone, the defender made a hell of a play. And that was that. Where the Jew could have run and picked up the first down there remains to be seen. Lucky maybe, but there was a linebacker zeroing in on him. But the bottom line, it comes down to that in big games. And like Ryan Day said, you know, after the game, and this, you know, it's true. This is easy to say. You don't want to leave it to one play. You don't want to leave it to one play. But then you miss a field goal, 27-yard field goal. And fellas, we've seen NFL kickers miss field goals of that ilk. We've seen miss extra points of that ilk, of that length, et cetera. It can happen on any kick. You never want to leave it to a field goal. I mean, of any, you know, but that would have just tied the score. Who knows what would have happened in the last 2.5 minutes with Fernando Mendoza and that Indiana offense. But that was a push them. That was a push game, and it ended up Indiana made one more field goal than Ohio State did, and that's why it won. And So are there things to fix? Absolutely. As the former Ohio State coach John Cooper used to say, and everybody look at him puzzled, but he would say this, it don't catch up with you till it catches up with you. And he's right. I mean, Ryan Day pointed out the same thing. He didn't say it in the same words, but some of the things they've had some challenges with, red zone offense in particular, short yardage in particular, came back to bite them in the when all things else were equal. And so, yeah, they've got to get that fix coming on going into the next time they play on December 31st against Miami versus Texas A&M winner.
Tim, if you're Ohio State, which team do you match up better with, Miami or Texas A&M? Is there a team that you would rather them play that would be the easier matchup?
Well, Texas A&M's got a dual-threat quarterback, which makes any play an adventure if you're not squared in. But Ohio State had pretty good success against dual threat quarterbacks so far this season. The defense did against handling them. I think with Carson Beck, you never know what Carson Beck's going to give you. But it looks like Ohio State defensively matches up barely better against Miami and what they like to do offensively than Texas A&M. I think both of them, A&M and Miami, have been a little bit of conundrums about what they're all about offensively at times based on the play of their quarterback. The greatest conundrum was first half to second half for A&M against South Carolina when Reed didn't know who he was throwing to in the first half, and all of a sudden it was his Heisman moment in the second half. You know, so but as I've always said, if you dig a hole and then fill the hole back in, have you really done anything, right? That's remarkable. So, but you got to give it up to them. They did find a way to win that game. I'm talking about the South Carolina game. But then, of course, you saw what Texas did against them, throttled them when they needed to and gained yards. I think both of these teams can be thrown on, which is good news for Ohio State, which you got to figure by December 31st, both Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith will be 100% from a physical standpoint. At least that's the gist you're picking up on. So I think they can throw the ball on either one of these teams, and I think defensively they match up pretty well against them. I guess what I'm saying is I expect them to hold sway in the quarterfinal.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. All right, let's get to Michigan and everything that's taking place there. Just coming down, Sharon Moore has been charged with one felony and two misdemeanors per the Detroit News. Not to get into the Sharon Moore side of things and the mess that's there, but more, I'm interested what you think Michigan might do as a head coach and who the next person they may bring in. Because around here, there's some Tommy Reese rumors, the offensive coordinator of the Browns, possibly being interviewed for that gig.
Yeah, I would think that by the end of tomorrow, there might be 100 guys who are possibilities. Number one, what they need for sure, in my humble opinion, which I guess it's not so humble the way I talk, but I am a humble guy.
You are a very humble man.
There is humility involved. They need a head coach, meaning a former or present day head coach running things so that he can step in there and get some things straight from the get-go. That would include, for want of another word, a purge pretty much of the football office staff, et cetera. There's something just not right up there. And there are some guys who are innocent victims, I'm sure, on that staff. But you need a cleanse, I think is what they call it, colon cleanse, maybe the best way of putting it. You need a cleanse that pretty much makes everybody understand there's a new sheriff in town and it's not business as usual. And that's easier said than done. A guy that everybody keeps poo-pooing this, but when I bring it up to him, I even brought it up on my podcast at the end of the week with Bill Bender. I had a little special podcast about this. He's from the Sporting News. To me, Brian Kelly, whether you like Brian Kelly, no matter what you think about Brian Kelly, he ran Notre Dame. Yeah, they had the incident with the unfortunate, tragic incident with the guy getting hit by lightning on a camera stand one time. And that was, boy, you can't ever erase that from your resume. But otherwise, Brian Kelly ran that big-time program for a while, got him almost to the promised land, but not quite. Then he goes to LSU where he thinks he can get to the promised land because of acquisition of even better talent. And there's no doubt Notre Dame had a better team this year than LSU did, but that's neither here nor there. But Brian Kelly, with his attachment in his past to the state of Michigan, et cetera, I mean, I think he is a qualified guy to come in there and at least fix things, at least, you know, in his own way of doing it. And then you go from there. If he isn't quite the guy, then two or three years from now, maybe you make another move. But you got to get a head coach, not a guy learning on the job like Sharon Moore was doing. And I say that knowing that Ryan Day was learning on the job when he got named head coach back in the end of 2018 season. But he learned fairly quickly, made a few gaffes along the way, but there's no doubt what Ryan Day has done as the head coach. Sharon Moore, they weren't really backsliding up there. They had tremendous recruiting classes the last couple of years and got the number one quarterback in the class. The thing about that quarterback, though, is he was going to go to LSU and join Brian Kelly until Michigan came up with that whatever that pact was they came up with, because now you're finding out it wasn't a signed deal. So you have a chance of keeping that quarterback, maybe. That's where I immediately would look. But here's the question, fellas. Who's doing the hiring and firing now at Michigan? If Ward Manuel, like a lot of people think up there, gets taken out of the mix and or relieved of duty, we'll see where that goes. Now who's hiring? They don't have a president, a full-time president, et cetera. So whoever walks in there, you know, I think my first question, if I walked in there to interview, would be, hey, who's in charge?
That's one of those that falls under, if you don't have a two-word answer to that question, you probably don't want that gig. Tim, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time and all the great thoughts.
It'd be like walking the radio station and the Baskin Phelps show and going, well, wait a minute. One of them's not even here. Who's in charge?
The answer to that will always be no one, and you hope for the best.
And you know what trumps everything? PTO, baby.
PTO. Yeah, apparently the boys don't work Fridays anymore. Tim,
exactly.
Thank you, buddy. All right, we got to get on this plane. Hell, you're retired and are working more now than you did back then. It's amazing how that guy is. We'll talk a little Michigan again, a little bit of news coming down. One felony, two misdemeanors for Sherrone Moore, according to the Detroit News. We'll see where this goes from there. Kevin Stefanski coming up soon. Dan Madigan, Anthony Land in for Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.